And joining us once again from MissionEurasia.org and Mission Eurasia from Detroit, Michigan, but originally from Central PA and whose family lives here locally is our friend Don Parsons. Good morning again, Don.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning again.
So great to have you on the phone. Now, you were a missionary in Ukraine. You planted a church at Kyiv. While you're seeing what's happening to your church, to the body of Christ, to the folks there in Ukraine, because you have such close ties, what goes through your mind when you see what's going on there today?
Almost every day when I think about what's happening there, it feels like a dream. And actually, Pastor Andre at Hope Church that I speak with on a daily basis in Kyiv, he says the same thing. Don, I just want to wake up and have this gone. Who would have ever imagined that with really no cause, the Russian government would invade Ukraine, would bomb buildings, would kill citizens like they're doing civilians, would bomb indiscriminately, even destroying convoys, and 20 buses were destroyed in one particular city that were waiting to pick up refugees to take them out. They blew the 20 buses waiting in line. Who would imagine this kind of thing? And this is, it's not just us looking from the news, but as you asked the question to me, these are people that are my brothers, sisters.
Yeah.
They're not blood brothers, but they're as close as that. Because we love them deeply. We've served with them. We visited them. I was just there back in September. And people that are just so close to my heart, and they're suffering so much. It's hard to describe to you.
So how is the church faring that you're in contact with? How's the body of Christ? How are they banding together to meet the needs of the people of Ukraine right now?
Well, that's actually one of the things that is beautiful. Mission Eurasia, our staff evacuated from the Kyiv area. If you've heard of the city of Irpin, it's one of the ones that's been heavily bombed and now under Russian control. They moved, our staff had moved last week out to western Ukraine, sent their wives and children across the border into Poland, and then began to mobilize the local churches all throughout that region. We now have four hubs in different cities out there working in partnership with churches that we've known for a long time to mobilize and ship and distribute Bibles, Christian literature. We've actually printed and are printing right now more literature because we weren't able to take it from our warehouse, more literature to be able to hand out because people are desperate for the truth, for light in the midst of all of this darkness. And of course, bringing food over the border from Poland, bringing medicines, packing it up, and sending it to hundreds of different places all over the country. Some of those places, so this is not just Mission Eurasia staff, it's churches and partners we're working with. Mission are traveling some of these roads, very dangerous roads. A couple of days ago, I heard that one of our drivers was coming back with a load of refugees. They go and they take the food. They come back with refugees to the west. About a half hour after he finished a particular or drove past a particular place along the highway, the bridge that he had crossed over was blown up. And so he could have been there when that happened. God protected him. But that just expresses or shows to you the danger.
Yeah.
But the church is coming together in powerful ways in Ukraine, outside Ukraine, around the world, to rally with, to serve the church, to serve the people of Ukraine.
Don, how can our listeners pray and how can we help?
Well, again, pray. As I mentioned before, we have brothers and sisters in different locations that we know about, we can't even get to right now, that are trapped. Received a letter this morning from a brother in Mariupol, and he's saying, please pray for us. You won't believe what's happening here. God's grace is alive, and we see it, and we feel it, but this city has been wiped off the face of the earth. No electricity, no gas. He's writing this because he's hooked up to a generator and was able to get a cell signal. Another sister in another place called Bucha, with 150 people in the basement of a church, sent me a picture yesterday of the houses around the church that are burning. And they've been able to eat thus far. They've been able to set up a makeshift stove in the backyard where they're burning wood because the gas is gone. Pray for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. Pray for our Mission Eurasia staff and the churches that we're working with that are working tirelessly. And I'll be honest, I've spoken with them numerous times. They are exhausted, and there just seems to be no end in sight. Churches, partners, Mission Eurasia staff that are trying to take the food around to these different places.
We invite you to missioneurasia.org. We invite you to pray. We invite you to do what you can to help our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. Don, thank you so much for giving us this report.
Thank you.
Thank you for giving us a glimpse of what our brothers and sisters in Ukraine are going through.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the opportunity to be able to share with your listeners.
Yeah, we'll be praying.